Madam Chair and members of the board, I'll go find Mr. Sharp and he can continue. Good luck the rest of the evening. I hope it's an easy one.
Hey, our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,333. Brian Ulishny and John Kadash seek variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the east side of Norwood Street, approximately 29 feet east of Dunbar Street in the West Rehoboth subdivision, and on the west side of Hebron Road. The 911 address is 158 Norwood Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR, General Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13.16, Parcel 61.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting, and there are six variances in total, a 29.83-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback from Hebron Road for a proposed dwelling, a 33-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback from Hebron Road for a HVAC unit, a further 33-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback from Hebron Road for a HVAC unit, a 29.75-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback from Hebron Road for a dwelling, a 30.92-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback from Hebron Road for a proposed steps, and a 19.5-foot variance from the required 30-foot setback to Norwood Street. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, two letters of objection, and two mail returns. The letters of objection are from the owner-occupiers of 19747 and 19713 Norwood Street, raising concerns in relation to potential harmful impacts on the character of the locality, with specific concerns in relation to proximity to neighbouring dwellings and potential overshadowing. Concerns are also raised in relation to impacts on sight lines for traffic, with the objector's belief that if the dwelling was built on the original double lot plan, there would be no need for a variance. Thank you.
Trapp, do you have someone there as your witness that would need to be sworn in?
One of the applicants was going to come. I've never met him, so yep.
Why don't we have them come in and be sworn in, then you
can
do your presentation. Come on up, sir. Come up here. Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
The address in...
Your address that you...
Mailing address.
Yeah.
Other than Philadelphia.
Okay, that's fine.
So, okay. Brian Ulishny, 1214 Cree Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19125.
Okay. You wait right here. I see there's a gentleman behind you. We'll swear you both in at the same time.
John Kadash, 1214 Cree Street, Philadelphia, 19125.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. And if you, I see you got some paper. If you're submitting any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end. But I see you have your attorney here, so she may have some as well. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. My name is Taylor Trapp. I am an associate with the law firm Tunnel and Razor, and at tonight's hearing, I represent the applicant. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible since it is nice weather outside. It's Monday. So this property is a through lot. So it fronts Norwood Street and also Hebron Street. It is important to note, though, that in between where the property line ends and Hebron begins, there is a sidewalk there. This is a pre-existing small lot under 10,000 square feet, and it has less than 50 feet of street frontage on Norwood Street, which qualifies this lot just for it being under the 10,000 square feet as a small, legally non-conforming lot, entitling it to be improved to some reduced setbacks. The front yard setback for Norwood Street is the one I'll start with. So the proposed building that they plan on building is a single family home, and how it fronts Norwood Street would be that the proposed building would be 10 feet from the street with steps about 8 feet and 6 inches from the street. For the front yard setback for Hebron Street, the proposed building that they're going to be building, again, will be 10 feet from the property line, and the steps will be about 9 feet and 11 inches from the property line. I'm going to go through the five main criteria. I'm going to try to do them as quickly as possible. If you need any additional information, please feel free to ask me afterwards as well. Number one, the uniqueness of the property. This property is very unique in shape, and it is very narrow. This property is shaped as a right-angled scalene triangle with a little square underneath the side that has the right angle on it. The part that comes down to the triangle portion, as you see, gets very narrow very quickly, making this very hard to develop the property. And unfortunately, the largest part of this property is the part that is shaped as the triangle. The portion of the property that makes up the small rectangle is approximately only 811 square feet, while the portion of the property making up the triangle portion is about 2,959.8 square feet. And again, this property is less than 10,000 square feet. The second area we need to touch on tonight is it cannot be otherwise developed. Due to the unique shape of this property is either going to be almost impossible or completely impossible to develop if you have to follow the current front and side yard setbacks, especially being that this one has two front yards, it makes it even a little bit more difficult. The square footage of any dwelling that would be able to fit on this property if you followed all the setbacks would be very small. It would have to be under 560 square feet for a single family home. Being so, it makes it almost impossible to develop otherwise. This was not created by the applicants. When the applicants purchased this property, it was already this size. It's also important to note that the applicants, when you're looking at it in this direction, already own the property to the left-hand side. So they obviously are not going to have any issues with their own property coming up and close to their current property. This will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. If anything, them building this new house is going to help increase the value of the houses in West Rehoboth. West Rehoboth is now starting to get a lot of new development, which has been very great for the area. This also will not affect it, is because a variance for these front yard setbacks won't change the central character, as a lot of the houses either on this street or in the general West Rehoboth area are built within the traditional setbacks. Minimum variance. If you give the minimum variance required for them to build the proposed dwelling here, they will only need about, I know you list off a bunch of them, 33 feet from Hebron and 40 feet from Hebron and 29.7 feet and 30 feet on the front as well. Again, it's important to note that this is a pre-existing small lot that is under 10,000 square feet. Being so, the minimum variances that are required may not even be as large as we just stated. Being a pre-existing small lot under 10,000 square feet allows this to be a building that any new building may have a front yard setback that is equal to the average setback of those existing buildings on the same side of the street or road, being within 300 feet of the new building. Does anybody have any questions?
What's on, they, when they purchased this, was it all one parcel? They in the lot number
no.
four? And what's on lot number four?
I believe it is currently an empty lot.
It is a vacant lot.
They purchased them as two separate lots, though.
Are they ever considered putting it together so they don't want all this setback?
Not at this time. They purchased this first lot with the plan to build on it, and the second lot at this point in time, they are not sure exactly what they would like to do with the second lot.
Is there going to be like, is that town water and septic, or is that going to, you're going to have to put septic on it?
I am not sure.
Sir, you need to step up to the microphone.
Step up.
Yeah. There's already water and sewer. I'm paying for water and sewer hookups existing.
It's on the property right now.
Property.
Can
yeah.
you point to about where it is?
I don't know.
It's town.
I could guess if it. It had some overgrowth on it, so I can't tell.
So the town, you got the town water and septic then?
I get two, yeah.
Okay, so you really doesn't, it's all tied together underneath there.
Right.
You don't have a drain field or anything like that anyway?
Are there any questions from members of the board? Jamie?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think your statement, Ms. Trapp, was that the only access is from Norwood Street. Is that correct? There's no vehicular access from Hebron Road?
That's correct. Hebron Road, which I'm assuming you're probably familiar with, you wouldn't necessarily even on Hebron Road realize that they connect because there is a lot of overgrowth between this whole neighborhood and Hebron Road.
Okay, so like that proposed curb cutout that I see on the survey would not be a culvert or anything like that for access from Hebron Road?
No, that is not my understanding at all.
All right. The how far...
The applicant, I think, had a comment on that. Do you mind
for
one second?
Sure.
Just for some more information, we tried to get a proposed curb cut onto Hebron. We applied to DelDOT and appealed it twice, and it's been denied. There will be no curb cut. It's not allowed from Hebron.
Okay, so for purposes, the only access then would be from Norwood Street.
Yeah.
And I guess as a question, how far from the edge of the property, from your property line to the edge of paving of Hebron Road is there?
I'm not sure how big this sidewalk that the state has there is.
It appears to me that just by looking at the scale, that it would be approximately 10 feet from the property line to the sidewalk. Would that be
I think that's
correct?
Fair.
I think that's fair.
And then it appears to be another 5 to 7 feet perhaps from the edge of the sidewalk to the edge of what looks like the curb. That'd be about right?
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
And how tall is this house? Is it one story?
Two story.
Two story home? Mm-hmm. Any discussions with your neighbors about it?
Not about the house. Nothing specific about the house. Nothing. No details.
Do you anticipate any visibility or traffic issues by having the home and structures that close to Hebron Road and Norwood Street?
I'm right at the corner where there's already like you have to make a left as you would approach the house. You would have to make a left.
So what you're saying is there would be no. Are there any potential visibility issues from having the structures that close to the road that you're aware of?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of, no.
And only other question I have for you, and I'm going to probably butcher the last name. Ulishny?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
That's perfect.
Did you hear the statements made by Ms. Trapp?
I did.
Do you believe those to be true and correct?
I did.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions, Ms. Chair.
On the application, it says you purchased the property in 2020, August 10th, 2020, on the application.
We're that's not a typo. They're very magical.
2018. And do we need to verify the HVAC?
I believe that was incorporated in what Mr. Whitehouse had recited, Madam
right.
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
We had noticed that in going over the survey that had been submitted, and the HVAC was going to be on the Hebron Road side of the road. So I believe that was stated in Mr. Whitehouse's statement earlier.
There were six in total, I believe, that I needed.
Yeah, I believe there are 2 33-foot variances from the 40-foot setback along Hebron Road for the HVAC system.
And you do own lot 4 there. Is that what I understood?
I did, yeah.
And sir, if you're going to make statements, we just need you at the mic. We can't always catch people that far out, so.
You don't think the variances are created by the applicant?
No, they're not created by the applicant. While the applicant does own two lots directly next to each other, The applicant purchased the two lots as two separate lots that were already that size, so it wouldn't have mattered if they only owned one lot and someone else would have bought the other lot. They would still be having the same exact problem with this lot. They kept the lots the exact way that they purchased them.
But they got an opportunity to pair the two together with all the setbacks and stuff.
They would potentially have that opportunity. At this point in time, they don't plan on building on that second lot at this moment. They only, when they purchased this property, had plans to move forward with building on this first lot, and that's what their plans currently are.
And is that for them?
This house?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Oh, Lord. Would anybody like to speak?
Can you keep your hands up, folks, so we can get a count for us? Thank
Seven.
You.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I have 8.
You got 8?
I'll defer to Mr. Sharp.
All right, and I guess...
Would anybody like to speak?
Yes, I'm the owner of the property next door.
Anyone who wishes to speak in opposition, if you would come up here, we'll get you sworn in. We'll allow you to go one at a time, but whoever wishes to speak is given that opportunity at this time, so. And what I'll do is get your name and address, and I'll swear everybody at once. Can you state your name, ma'am?
Eleanor Marchman.
And your address?
19703 John Barr Street in Rehoboth.
Okay. If you step aside, we'll swear by it once.
Laura Matthews, 19747 Rehoboth Street.
Thank you.
Brenda Melbourne, 19761 Duffy Street.
Thank you.
19713 Norbert Street.
Thank you.
9711 Norwood. I'm the one right here.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I am at 4 Parker Road, and that's in North Philadelphia.
Thank you.
I'm Barbara Baker, 37144 Burton Avenue, Rehoboth.
Thank you.
Angela Jarvis, 20013 Newry Drive, the Granite Canal Point in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Thank you.
Carmen Blackwell, 19741 Norwood Street, Rehoboth, Delaware.
Thank you. And if you all can step up kind of so I can see you, do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And what we'll do is we'll have you go up one at a time. If there's a spokesman for the group, that's fine, but we do hope that the testimony is not repetitive or redundant. So if you've heard somebody say something that you agree with, and if you can say, I agree with so-and-so, and I affirm that, that's fine. But we, like to keep it moving, but we also want to give you an opportunity to speak. So I believe you were first, ma'am, so if you wanted to head up first, you're welcome to it. And folks, you can have a seat perhaps nearby. You can come up as... Well, if he's already submitted a letter, that's in the record. So if he would add anything to that,
okay.
I mean, we
wanted to speak.
Okay. Mr. Chair, perhaps what we could do is after this lady speaks, we could have her speak, and then if her husband wanted to come in and be sworn in, we could have him testify. I understand they're watching children outside.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good evening. Once again, my name is Eleanor Marsh. I'm at 19703. That is on Dunbar Street. It is adjourned right the property that you see there over that side. If I'm not mistaken, it could be my existing home right there. So my thing is about, he's saying he's going to build a two-story house. So we have like several two-story, three-story houses coming in and into the community, which is, kind of annoying because they are so high and, they are so large with the smaller existing homes that is in the community, and I'm also the president of the Westside Community Land Trust, where we are trying to build affordable housing in West Rehoboth. The reason why I'm saying that I'm against it, I'm looking to see more of low homes, you know, like single-family home, maybe not so tall and, you know, so wide to block out the sunlights and things, you know, to that nature. And my other concern was, you know, the simple fact that hearsay was saying that we will cut through the sidewalk so that person can come back on Cornell Corcoran and then be able to turn into their property. I am right behind Cornell Corcoran Road also, and there is a sidewalk there. So I'm thinking if they, you know, cut the sidewalk down in order for them when they're driving on that road to enter into their lane, that's where my concern come in.
Perhaps if I could clarify that. The applicant testified that they asked DLDOT about having access on Hebron Road and were told that they were denied a permit. So the only access they would have would be from Norwood Street.
It had to be like we do all to, you know, go around a maze and, you know, you feel like you're in a maze. So, okay. And another thing was, you know, today when I returned home, since they had, I think the property had been kind of starting getting cleared out. My mailbox used to sit on Norwood Street. I come home to my mailbox. Now I sit it on Dunbar Street. No one gave permission. No one asked me if it's okay for me to move your mailbox. Dunbar do not have a street sign, so it is just like a private owned road, basically. So I come home this afternoon to my mailbox being moved from across the street off and on Norwood to the existing street that, you know, housed my my home. I had no one to come to me and say, hey, we're going to move your mailbox. Is it okay? Or there's no street sign for Dunbar Street. So that was a little upsetting, you know, to know that your mailbox been moved. I didn't get my mail for a couple of days because the extradition statue that's being built there, the contractors blocks the mailbox, so the mailman cannot put mail in the box. So a couple of days, you know, I have been missing mail. And just today, all my mailbox is full now with mail, what they apparently moved it without permission or ask.
So ma'am, they're cleaning the lot up now?
Yeah, the lot is being cleaned up now.
So they started already on it, cleaning it up?
They started this morning, yes. On both sides of my existing structure, you know. It's my house, a fenced in piece of property, and then another piece of property across there. They also cleaned that parcel off also. I don't have a problem with the cleaning. I'm kind of, you know, that makes it look
but
a lot better.
One of the five areas for granting a variance, one says will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So what I'm getting from you is that you feel that this will alter the essential character.
Oh, yes. Some of the existing houses they already has, you know, but they are there. And you know what we're going to do is, and my thing in the, as the president of the land trust, is to make sure that those people that is moving into the community, that they will get on board, you know, with the land trust or with the community, and then started trying to destroy the community, but just get on board with us to help us all live there, you know, in peace. And and not to say, well, hey, we're going to try to get all of the African-American people out of there. You know, things have been coming to me as the president of the land trust that this has been said, and I am not really feeling too good about that. You know, my children was born there. I've been there 41 years on the very same spot that my mobile home is existing now. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know where the lady went. That was
she's in the back.
Oh, did
she? She went out.
Did you want to come up, ma'am?
I submitted a.
Okay. All right.
I submitted a letter, so I don't know. I think you already have it. It's Laura Matthew, but I can briefly go over it.
We do have a letter. It's been submitted. The board members have been reviewing it.
Okay.
It's been submitted down. So, you don't need to add anything else. But certainly welcome to if you wish.
I would just like to clarify that the structure being built, may I point out the home that we're talking about, Michelle's house, is right here. So if you look at the proposed structure, it's 10 foot from her house. The driveway already is here. It just goes over her entire home is part of the issue. I understand. I am new to the neighborhood. I've been welcomed. I'm all about new construction. I understand. I want people to come into the community. However, it overshadows her house so badly with 10-foot setbacks on both sides. Plus, I don't even know the fencing. Would it be a 6-foot fence then, the whole way around here, around her house? Like I said, it's very difficult to see on the picture, but that's Ms. Sheldon's house. So there's other slides that have the blueprint, the proposed blueprints. So that's where we are. The setbacks would not help the community.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Shelton, and that's my property right there, where they want to build in front of, and it's too close. The variance is going to be too close. They'll be sitting, you know, right on my deck almost. And that's about it. I just don't want it there. You know, they have the other lot, you know, which is actually larger and more, you know, it's better to build on than it is that one. Yeah. So, when do you want to?
Ms. Shelton, you said? Is it lot two that's showing up there? Is that your property? I just want to make sure we're identifying the right one.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have exhibits, you can send them down there.
Yes, I am Glenn Ballin, and I am...
Can you speak at the podium so we can catch you on the microphone?
My name is Gwen Ballin, and I am a local realtor, and I've worked with Ms. Shelton for quite some time. And when she initially received this information from the current buyers who have moved into that area, they sent her a letter that pretty much is asking to support their request for some of her property to basically square out their property to give them more room to build. As they stood here, they said that they were going to build a two-story building, but on this letter, they said to her that they're going to build two very small cottages. So that has changed directions of what they initially requested. And that's basically the reason why I'm here, because the land in West Rehoboth has been sitting there for a number of years, and most of those people have lived there their entire life. And at this point in time, at some being 80, one of my clients that's in that area is 97 years old. And they're not going anywhere, and they have no place to go. And they're not getting the adequate monies that they should get for their property. And they're being moved out because the property is very close to Rehoboth Avenue, and also they put in a new bike trail that you can get on and go all the way up to the ferry. So it's a very profitable area. Plus, it's across the street from Canal Corcoran, which is one of the largest and, I would say, very high-priced properties. So at this point, it's from some of the other realtors that I've spoken to and some of the people who live in that area, it's an eyesore to them to see the people who still live in that area. And that's basically what I wanted to say.
So, may I have a question of you,
yes,
please? So, in your professional opinion, they need to meet five criteria for granting a variance. One is the uniqueness of the property. Two is cannot otherwise be developed. Three is not created by the applicant. Four is will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And five is that they're asking for the minimum variance to afford relief. So in your professional opinion, do you feel that they are meeting all five of those criteria?
No, I do not.
And if not, can you give me some examples? Also some examples.
Well, one of the examples would be them standing here and telling you they're going to build two-story buildings. And it overshadows most of the homes that are left in there right now are mostly mobile homes. Been there for many years. That's one thing. Second thing is the overshadowing of having large properties like that makes it kind of gives the impression that we don't want you here and we have more money and we can do what we want to do at this point. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what's happening in that area.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Brenda Milburn again. I live on Duffy Street, and I want to talk about the safety. If that house should be built in front of Ms. Shelton's home, due to a fire, how would Ms. Shelton be able to get out? If you've heard all of that, but no one has talked about the safety of her leaving her home with another home in front of her home. Let's think about the safety of a person at her age trying to get out. If they should choose to put a fence up, we need to be thinking about the safety. Thank you.
I'll make this brief. My husband and I recently purchased the lot directly beside
Ms.
Shelton.
Ma'am, can you state your name again?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tara May.
Thank you.
We actually have a new home under construction on the lot beside Ms. Shelton.
Could you show us on the map where it is, please?
Yeah. It's number three. So we're at the intersection of Dunbar and Norwood. We've actually met Ms. Shelton. We've embraced the community. My husband and I primarily live in D.C., but we do plan on that being our full-time residence within 4 to 5 years. While we support development, we also feel that the local residents who have resided there, also their property and boundaries need to be respected as well. We have a small lot, which was also narrow and long, and we were able to build a three-story home within the current variances for our property, which is very similar to what they have. I think that my biggest concern is that also since they do have the two properties, if the variances are granted for lots for what's numbered as 61, if those variances are granted, at what point will they combine the two lots into one and create their own uniqueness in the property? We had another concern for the cut through or for the bump out if access was granted to Hebron, but it sounds like that's been mitigated. But there is a bike lane along with the sidewalk on the Hebron side. I think my confusion from when their representation spoke was they talk about front and back variances. The front variance to me, since it carries a Norwood Street address, is Norwood and Dunbar for both lots. Hebron would be the back. So that's all I have. I just want to say that we're not against the development, but I also feel that the overall appearance and aesthetics of the neighborhood and the residents there should also be taken into consideration, as well as Ms. Shelton, because her property will be greatly impacted.
Perhaps, Ms. May, just to provide some clarity for you as well as others who are here that probably will speak next, what is being sought are variances from the front yard off of Hebron because it is considered a through lot.
Yeah.
So there's a 40-foot setback off of that road.
Okay.
Because it also has frontage on Norwood, there's a 30-foot setback off of Norwood.
Right.
So your lot, for example, only has frontage on one road.
Yes.
So it doesn't have the double frontages.
Yes.
Even though, as the applicant stated, they don't have access to Hebron, vehicular access.
Yeah.
Those front setbacks apply on both of those roads.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, okay.
So let me get something straight. You built a three-story home.
Mm-hmm.
Out of character with the neighborhood, but you were within the setbacks afforded by the county.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we actually made it narrower to allow for extra space between Ms. Shelton's property and the property beside us.
Okay.
So we had 30 feet of buildable width, and we elected to only do it 25, so that way we didn't encroach on the neighbor's property any more than we had to.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Carmen Blackwell, and I live on Norwood Street, and I just recently built a home through Habitat for Humanity, partnered with the Land Trust on Norwood. I'm here to also speak up for Ms. Sheldon, because I think that is totally not safe, for one. For two, if you have two lots, and when you did purchase the two lots, the first lot, I don't know which one was purchased first, but just build what you can with the lot that you have. You knew what you were buying when you bought it, is my thing. And yes, my family has been in that community from before I was even living. My grandmother is 97 years old, Minnie Smith. She has a lot to do with saving our property. We want to save our property. We are very hurt by all the changes, yes, but we will accept everyone there if you plan to live there. We hope that you plan to be a part of our community, not just build there and just block Ms. Sheldon out, not even think about her. How can you? You saw the trailer there when you purchased the property. Everyone else is abiding by their setbacks and their rules, so the property that you purchase, you have to abide by all the rules that have been set in place for all these years. This is our community. We love it, and if you want to respect our community, you go by what you paid for.
You need to be talking to us.
I'm sorry. He knew what he was buying, both of the gentlemen here. I'm sorry. And you knew what you were buying when you bought it. It clearly shows the triangle, and that used to be my Uncle Ben's property, actually. So I used to play on that property when I was a kid, and I knew it was funny shaped from the beginning, but I'm hoping that they did too, you know, and just abide by all the rules as everyone else, and please respect Ms. Sheldon. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Barbara Hood Baker, and I just recently returned back to West Rehoboth. I grew up right about where 45 is. That was where my home was. And that particular property that they're discussing, I clearly remember a home sitting there all my life. And it was a pretty big house. And next to it, they even had a mobile home. Now, what I'm concerned about is the fact that people coming in and they're not paying attention to the zoning and they want these variances. And it's like, how much more? We have businesses, I swear, right next to single wide homes in West Rehoboth. What is zoning? Is it commercial or is it residential? And I would like to, you know, if one person gets these special variances, you know, everybody's going to want one. And when does all this stop? I agree. The property was purchased. They knew that it was narrow and odd shaped and all that. You build what you can. And I do know that it will hold a decent sized home along the front. This was a single wide home all my life. That house sat there. So I know that there's room to build a decent sized home. And that's all I have to say. Everything else has pretty much been said. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Yes. I believe this gentleman. Come on and be sworn in, sir. You state your name and address for the record.
Michael May, 1303 Juliana Place, Alexandria, Virginia.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we also have a copy of the letter you've submitted, so we do have that already in the record.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll be brief. I don't want to be repetitive. Thank you for your service on the board. Just looking over here, I'll hit a couple points. One, I don't believe a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. I think my wife stated that the square part is similar to our lot, and we were able to build there a reasonable property. So I don't believe that it's necessary for the reasonable use of the property. And the variance impacts Ms. Shelton. I've heard that stated. If there was a fence, how would she egress her home in case of a fire? The setback seemed extreme off of Hebron, which would be off that with the sidewalk, but there's a lot of bike travel there and pedestrian travel. I was there today working on my lot when I saw all the bicycles going back and forth. So on that note, it certainly isn't a request for the minimum amount of variance that would afford relief if it was determined they needed relief. And I'll just close saying they're welcome to, everyone's welcome to the neighborhood. I've been really welcome to the neighborhood. And we haven't been there that much yet, and we have to be there shortly if the contractor ever finishes our house. But thank you for your time, and I'll just close. I just would request that you deny the variance as it's written. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
May I have permission to speak to address some of the concerns that were just shared?
Can we typically allow for rebuttal?
Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate everyone coming tonight to share their opinions for what's happening here. I felt like overall there was just a lot of opinion and not actually touching on the legal standards here. I heard the words annoying and overshadowing a lot, which don't technically address any of the legal standards here. I'd also like to discuss the fact that the three-story home that's built only two lots away, they likely had an easier time to build because they don't have two front yard setbacks to require, so they were able to likely make a longer house than my clients would be able to due to Hebron Road being there and having the double front yard setbacks. I would also like to discuss lot number two for a second. A lot of people have been coming up and talking about how close my client's house will potentially be to that lot. I understand that can be a concern. However, just because a neighbor is either very close themselves to their property line, whether through being in the setback or having a variance for a smaller side yard setback, that should not impact the fact of the neighbor next door being able to get a side yard variance.
And that's your opinion?
That's my opinion.
Okay. Is that all?
That's all I have. Do you have any other questions for myself or the applicants?
Chairman, I do have a quick follow-up question, if I may. So, Mr. Chow, in your initial presentation, you finished by talking about the average front yard setback.
Yes.
But you didn't delve into that in any more detail. And I have sat here looking at the street. Mm-hmm. Is that something you've calculated? Because there's no mention to it in the submission.
So. I have not calculated it. Honestly, every time I've come to this meeting, Janelle's calculated it out for me previously. So I have not calculated out what the average front yard setback is. Based on looking at the street, I would believe that a lot of the houses are closer than the traditional 30 feet. I can't guarantee that for you. There's also houses that are obviously built that are not yet on this map.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see if there's any variances that have been granted in the neighborhood, please?
I
Withdrawn.
Withdrawn. So there are no other variances in that neighborhood, correct? Correct?
No, remember this only goes back a period of time.
Correct.
Our records on the online go back, I believe, 2011.
Yes, sir.
A couple questions, and perhaps if you're one of your clients could step on these traps like that. When you designed this home, did you look at other options as far as trying to build a home that would fit within the setbacks or otherwise minimize the setbacks, encroachments?
Yeah, it resulted in 380 or 400 square feet for the if it was within the setback. So it was a very small footprint.
So I guess, because when I was looking at it, I was trying to figure out, because your survey doesn't really show the building footprint. It shows a 30-foot setback on there, but it off of Norwood, but it doesn't. It only shows a 10-foot setback off of Hebron. So if you were to come off of Hebron, is there a building envelope there?
I'm not sure. Can I walk up to the...
Sure. Or if it help you, we've got a copy of your survey that was submitted with the application. This is the one dated December the 14th. I don't know if board members, you may have that with you.
So you can see this. We're maximizing the square part of the lot, and this is where the staircase will be. So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Because if this setback is required, then this would be the only, like, you would have to cut.
Well, this is a 40-foot setback off of here, so that's what I was wondering. It's yeah. Did you go up with an architect or a builder to try to design the home so that it was less encroaching?
I mean, I'm working with an architect.
Okay. Did you look at other options for a smaller home?
We started with the required setback, and like I said, it was 380 square feet, so then we knew we had the ability to ask for a variance. So.
Okay, thank you.
So you did not look at building a house within the setbacks?
We did.
Well, can you tell us what you did?
I just want to preface with we lived over 20 years in Pittsburgh, and we lived in a neighborhood that we wanted to keep the integrity of the home. So we're very much aware of keeping a neighborhood the way it is.
Right.
We during the 20 some years we lived in Pittsburgh, we visited Rehoboth every summer, renting properties. We actually had a condo before this on Route 1, but our desire was to have a home that we could eventually, like the other couple, move into. And that's what we plan to do. So we did start off with a smaller property, looking to what we could afford to build. And when it was designed, it was going to be too small to live in. And we financially couldn't afford to do the other property, which everybody is referring to. I think the other thing that's important to say is that when we saw the other home being built, and we saw how huge it was and how tall it was, the first thing we did is we went back to our architect and said, and he went out to the property with us, and we said, we don't want to do this to the neighborhood. We want it to look like a cottage, a Rehoboth cottage that looked like it belonged in the neighborhood, not something that looked brand new and looked like everything you see in downtown Rehoboth now that's overshadowing houses. And that was what we wanted to do. I think maybe our biggest failure was to communicate to the neighbors what we wanted to do, particular to Stephanie. But it was always our intention when we saw the other houses being built that we did not want to do that. And I said, I think some of that is our experience from living in Pittsburgh, where we did the same thing. We wanted to keep the integrity of the house and the integrity of the neighborhood there. So I just want to clear that up with the neighbors.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Excuse me, may I say something else?
So, Madam Chair, you have a right to allow for some rebuttal if you wish.
Yes, go come forward, please.
I have a document here that was sent to Mrs. Shelton by, it was a boundary survey done for John Kadash and Brian, how do you pronounce your last name again? Yulishin. And when you look at this document, the way that it was sent to Mrs. Shelton, you look at it and you think she has this huge piece of property here. Hers is what's diagrammed in orange. And I'll bring that
we
over.
We have that.
Okay, and if you look at that, as a novice person, when she received this, she can look at this and say, oh, well, you know, I have this big piece of property, and all they want is this little bit of space right here. But that's not true. I've walked the property, and it's nowhere near this clear of a square where she has a larger piece of property, because her being in that neighborhood for a very long time, she wouldn't mind giving someone additional space. And then when you read the letter that was given to her, it says, I'm one of the new owners of the property next to you and where the tree fell over, and I'm very sorry that I'm sending you this letter via, I live in Philadelphia, and basically what he's saying is he's looking for a 30-foot setback. Mm-hmm. He also sent her a letter that is addressed that it came from the Board of Adjustment, and it's basically Ms. Shelton giving permission for this to happen. And all they're asking her to do is just sign this. So when she looks at this and she says, well, I have such a big piece of property, I don't mind them taking that little bit. And then she called me out, and I walked it, and I see the larger piece of property that they purchased. And then I see the smaller piece of property that they purchased later on. And then basically, if they do build one large piece of property there and then extend it over, you've basically smothered Ms. Shelton and some of the other people that are there. There is not going to be, I don't think anybody's going to allow a driveway from Hebron into that area, because most people who are building in that area do not want to come in through the other road, okay? Because that means you have to go in and you have to look at the trailers.
We've got that settled. That's not happening.
Okay.
So, thank you.
But that's basically the reason why. And if you have this already, then I'll...
Thank you. Mm-hmm. No one else has anything? Oh, Lord. I guess I opened a can of worms.
Sorry, can you make the picture larger? You could see her car. I'm confused. I don't know what setbacks. I don't know.
So, ma'am, here, perhaps I could show you. If you step up here, I'll show you, and maybe this will answer your question. This is the survey. Now, this does not show the dwelling and where it would be, but this is the property that is in question.
Okay.
This is Norwood Street.
Yeah.
They have a 30-foot setback from Norwood Street as their building envelope.
Okay.
They have a 40-foot setback from Hebron Street for their building envelope.
And they want?
And what they're asking for is to be able to build within, I believe it's 10 feet, and then there's some variances for a little closer for HVAC along Hebron, mm-hmm. and then they would be able to build approximately 10 feet
closer
from Norwood. So they're not going to go off their property line, but they would have a setback of approximately 10 feet. I don't have the exact numbers, but that's where they would be looking at.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I still think that they should have the same that everyone else has.
Understood. We'll note your objection.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. If no one else has anything, I will close the hearing, public hearing. And now I will entertain a motion of action.
Madam Chair, if I can get this right, I move that we deny case number 12333 for Brian Yoshani and John Kadash. I feel there isn't the proper building envelope there on that lot. So I move that we deny.
So you feel that they have not convinced you of the five criteria for granting a variance?
Correct.
Okay. We have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye. And I think it was created by the Ackerman. Yeah. And it does alter the sense of character of the neighborhood. I do agree with that.
And I too for the reason stated. So with a vote of 5-0, the application is denied. Next application, please.
The next case is case number 12334.